Thanks for joining us for today's Word of Hope from First Christian Church in Burlington, Iowa. In this broadcast, you will hear songs and hymns of praise, a children's moment from our youth pastor, Justin Livingston, the pastoral prayer for the day from our associate pastor, Brooke Anthony, and a message from me, senior pastor, Dave Yonker, that I hope will fill your spirit and give you hope. You are always welcome to join us for worship in our sanctuary on Sunday mornings at 8:30 and 10 a.m. and in our parking lot for our drive-in service at 11:30 a.m. here at 1221 Park Avenue in Burlington. For more information, check us out at burlingtondoc.org. You are invited to grow in faith and share God's love through First Christian Church in Burlington. We welcome you to First Christian Church. We're so glad you've chosen to worship here with us today. It's great to see you all here inside of our sanctuary. Welcome our friends who are joining us online. Wherever you find yourself here today, it's great to be together as a church family. It's a great day. Lots of things going on in the life of our church here at the beginning of this new season in the life of our church together. And so we have a little announcement video about things going on, so we'll check that out now.
What's happening
at First Christian Church?
Tonight.
And then in Crosstown at 5 o'clock. Be there or be.
Sunday school classes for kids and adults
starting today. We can't wait to have John Tooth with us in worship
on September 25th. There's still space to sign up for the blood drive.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be your name. pass away tonight. Broken up inside, I wanna run, but I don't know where to go. I'm calling your name through the pain. Will you turn your face to me? Crying out, I need a miracle. You can make the sun burn through the night.
Let us pray. Oh, loving God, your desire has always been that each of your children might be made whole, that we might live abundantly and freely in your presence. Center our hearts and minds that we might be prepared to receive the gifts that you freely give us all. Help us, oh, loving God, through this hour of worship to grow in our faith so that we might share that faith with the world. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray. Amen. You're invited to be seated, and as you're doing so, we invite the young kids of our church to come down forward and meet Annika McVeigh for today's Children's Moment.
Good morning. How are you all doing?
Enthusiastic.
Wow, everyone's wide awake today. That's great. Well, I brought with me a giant bag. I don't want to knock anyone over with my big bag here. But let's see what's inside of it. Brought my collection of stuffed animals. So I have a bear, and this was my oldest son's Hayden's bear when he turned one. And, oh, anyone know who this is?
Marshall,
yes. And that's for my son, Kinnick, because he likes firefighters. And, oh, it is a firefighter bag, you're right. Here's a frog. The frog beanie baby. And we have that because do you remember what frog stands for? Fully rely on God. Awesome. And here's Herky. I'm surprised he's still in our house after yesterday's game, but, you know, we're still Hawkeye fans. this at Disney for our dog Coach. As you can see, Pluto's missing a leg and is kind of chewed up, but our dog takes him to bed with him every night. And a monkey, this is a monkey stuffed animal because that's what Kinnick's grandpa used to call him. This is Buford. This dog is almost as old as I am. It's like 36, 37 years old. My grandmother's friend made this when I was a baby and gave it to me. So I still have it. But I'm missing one. Did anyone see my sheep? You think? I don't know, Hunter. Can you hold my mic for me while I dig for the lost sheep? Ah! Thank you, Hunter. You were right. The sheep is found. Does anyone know what the sheep represents? What? What do you think?
God.
God? Well, close. It represents... The shepherd sheep, it represents us. And that reminds me of a lesson that Jesus taught to a group of religious leaders one day. The religious leaders were very upset that Jesus was talking to people that lied or cheated or were mean to people. They got very upset. And Jesus told them this story. The Bible teaches us that we are all like sheep, and sometimes we stray away from God. That makes God very sad, but he never gives up on us. He keeps searching for us and calling to us and wants us to come back to him. So let a sheep remind you that even if you get lost, God still wants you to come back, and he will still love you. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, you are a good shepherd. We are thankful that you came to save those who were lost. If we ever get lost, please guide us back to you so we can be found again. In your name we pray. Amen.
It's a wonderful joy today here in the life of our church because Catherine and Chadley Kilbride are bringing their little daughter Remy to come forward for her baby dedication today. In Matthew chapter 19 in the New Testament, the story says that people were bringing little children to Jesus in order that he might touch them, and the disciples sternly spoke to them and tried to send them away. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said, "Let the little children come and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the children of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." As a family of God together, we rejoice with God's good gift of new birth and new life. And so we join with these parents today in embracing this child with open arms, even as Jesus Christ himself welcomed little children and their mothers and fathers with words of blessing. We acknowledge God's abounding love already at work in Remy, and we come to pledge ourselves in covenant to nurture her into fullness of life. As Chadley and Catherine bring Remy in dedication today, we know they are observing a custom that has beginnings in the hearts of devout and grateful parents many centuries ago. In the scriptures, we read about Hannah bringing the child Samuel to the house of the Lord in Shiloh, and even we know that Mary and Joseph brought the infant baby Jesus to the temple in Jerusalem. And so here today on her dedication ceremony, you, Chadley and Catherine, are called to recall your own baptism and seek to fulfill its promises and give yourselves in covenant to lead her toward full discipleship in Christ. And so we ask you these questions with gratitude to God. Do you receive this child as a precious gift of God and seek God's grace and this community support in nurturing and caring for her? Do you covenant to remain faithful and love to her, whatever the future may bring? Do you promise before God and all of us here to fashion your lives so that she may come to know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior? If you'll do so, we please answer by saying, "We do, God helping us." Yeah, God bless. Bless you all. All the church, all of us together, joins you all in the care and nurture for Remy. For we know that the responsibility for Christian training doesn't just lie within one family, but it is shared by us all. And since we as Christians are members of each other, as an evidence of your willingness to participate as in the creation of a Christian environment for not just this family, but all of our families together, will you now, members and friends here now rise and pledge your support? Do you all promise as a community of faith to surround this family with your love for the strengthening of their life together, to be for this family a family in Christ whose love for them cannot be broken, to accept this child into your loving care for shared responsibility in her growth toward fullness of life in Christ, to tell this child the good news of Christ and help her learn Jesus' ways and lead her in service to God and neighbor? We answer by saying, we do, God helping us. We do, God helping us. Let's welcome Remy into our church family today. Let's pray our congregational covenant together. We rejoice to take Remy Joy Kilbride under our care. We seek God's grace to be a community in which the gospel is truly proclaimed to all. We will support you and minister with you as workers together in Christ Jesus and heirs of his promise. Amen. You may be seated. We have a certificate for you all and also a baby prayer shawl. Our prayer shawl ministry here in our church makes prayer shawls, and so we have this for you all.
What a joy it is to celebrate our youngest members of the church. As we come together in worship today, we are thankful that we know we serve a God who is always there, who is always listening and ready. And so we meet with God in prayer, bringing with us all of those concerns, all of those celebrations that we wish to bring. Let us go to God in prayer together now. Our gracious, eternal God, we thank you for this Sunday, which begins a new program year for our church. We pray for all those who come this morning excited for a new class, a new group of friends, and bouncing and playing to be done. Fill us with excitement for our children and young people as they begin their study and fellowship. Fill us with excitement for the inquiring minds of adults as we too return to more study. Fill us with excitement for the opportunity of stretching our minds. We ask for your blessing on all these ventures. Deepen our faith, increase our understanding, enlarge our dreams, and further our commitment to be your faithful people in this place. Continue to teach us, O God, the depths of your love for humankind. When we are weary of people that we are concerned about being evil or bad or wrong, remind us that Jesus reached out to sinners. When we feel self-content, remind us that you reach out to the one who is lost, and you rejoice when one of your children again is found or finds the way home. Overwhelm us once again with your searching love that would not only find the lost one, but would bring healing and love and forgiveness. Give us, as your church, love that searches for the lost. We bring before you our cares and our needs. The world continues to know violence all around us, and because of this, so many in the world feel burdened with anxiety or fear. Oh God, the world needs your quieting and steadying peace. Bring calm to our souls when the waves of worry and fear roll over us. Give us the assurance that you will meet us in every storm of life. Give us the assurance that you are always in our care, that we are always in your care. And help us to cast all our cares upon you who loves us with an everlasting love. We bring before you this morning our prayer list that is filled with those who are especially vulnerable. We pray for your healing touch to bless the ill, your loving embrace to wrap up the scared, and your calming presence to be felt by the lonely and stressed. We pray for food for the hungry, shelter for the exposed, and perseverance for those who feel beaten down. We know that you can provide the strength and care to be alongside all who struggle, and we pray that your presence would be truly felt. We stop and give thanks this morning for all of the gifts that you bestow upon us, all of the ways that you meet our needs. We especially give thanks for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. And we lift together the prayer that he taught his disciples, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. This morning, as we start a new sermon series, we will be reading from the book of Acts, chapter 2, verses 41 through 47. So those who welcomed Peter's message were baptized, and that day about 3,000 persons were added. They devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayers. Awe came upon everyone, because many wonders and signs were being done by the apostles. All who believed were together and had all things in common. They would sell their possessions and goods and distribute the proceeds to all as any had need. Day by day, as they spent much time together in the temple, they broke bread at home and ate their food with glad and generous hearts, praising God and having the goodwill of all the people. And day by day, the Lord added to their number those who were being saved. Thanks be to God for God's good word today.
We're kicking off a brand new sermon series here today called Growing in Faith. If you've been around our church for a little bit, then maybe you have seen or heard the vision statement of our church. It's in the bulletin, it's on our website, it's on our Facebook page. We mention it throughout worship each and every single week. We believe that we are called to be a church that's both growing in our faith and sharing God's love. It's been a number of years now, but whenever we were going through a time of transition and also change, our elders and church board did a bunch of visioning and praying about where God might be calling and leading our congregation. We got together for a retreat and we spent some time praying and talking about why it is that we first came to First Christian Church. I mean, there's a ton of churches around town, so why did we come here? We talked about why once we came once, why did we come back a second or third and 15,000th time after that? And then we dreamed big about where God might be leading us together. If we could do anything, if we could be anything as a family, as a faith, what might that be? And so as we were talking, a number of common themes rose to the top and we ended up identifying our core values that we want to be a place of deep spirituality, a place of forgiveness and a place of grace. A place of love and openness where the Spirit of God moves through us and leads us forward. It was a Spirit-filled time that the Spirit still fills us and moves us here and now today. And so Acts 2:42 we named as being the place where we want to be a place that is growing in our faith, just like the early church did back in the first century. And from Matthew 28:19, we said that we want to take this life-giving, redemption-sharing message of Jesus out from here to the ends of the earth. That's who we are as a body of Christ and a community of faith. Now, I tell you this not because you're dying to know about some of our church history, but I tell you this because the sermon series is going to be all about that first part of our vision statement, growing in faith. How do we grow in our faith? How do we as Christians and believers and followers of Christ deepen our faith? That's going to be our main question that we're going to be seeking to answer over the next 4 weeks together. It should be great. I love talking about it. It should be a lot of fun over the next month together. And so we begin today with a story from the book of Acts. And I love the story because it comes at the end of the Pentecost story. Maybe you've heard it before. It had been 50 days since the resurrection of Jesus, and the story says all the disciples of Jesus were all in one place, they were all in one house together, and while they were there, this huge wind came blowing through the house, and it knocked off the shutters, and it blew back the curtains, and suddenly tongues of fire came in and rested upon each of the disciples were there. And suddenly they were given this new ability to speak in new languages that previously they'd never spoken before. I mean, these were ordinary small town dudes from the middle of nowhere suddenly speaking German and Greek and French and Spanish and everything under the sun. And so when all this happened, the people who were outside of the house when they heard this commotion going on, they had no idea what was happening. They were convinced that everybody inside the house was as drunk as a skunk, speaking in all these crazy languages, doing all these crazy things. But the story says
that Peter, like the most boisterous of all the disciples, started telling people what this meant. He said no one was drunk. They were filled with the Holy Spirit. God was leading them out to tell others the good news of what Jesus is like in our lives. And so if you go home as homework today and you read all of Acts chapter 2, you will see this long and this powerful sermon that Peter gives. He says things like, repent of your own ways, find God here and now in new ways, live into the ways of Christ. And so because of that, what we heard here and now today in this passage that was read a moment ago, what we have is the end of Peter's sermon. People were so moved by what Peter said, by the Spirit of God moving in their life, that it says 3,000 people were added and baptized on that day. Now, as a side note, you may be thinking that if you were witness to suddenly like 3,000 people being baptized in our baptism, like all at once on like one long day, you may be thinking about how amazing that might be, and it certainly would. But as someone who's often in the water, I'm often thinking about how pruny my hands and toes would be after baptizing folks, 3,000 of them. I'd be like a shriveled up mess after all those hours in the waters. But that's my point of view. Regardless of how you view it, the response was amazing. It was phenomenal. And so what we heard about the folks getting baptized, all 3,000 of them, it says that after they were baptized, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship and breaking bread and prayers. That little line right there, they devoted themselves, is the foundation for our vision statement in our church about growing in faith. It's so great because whenever the early church, after Jesus had gone back to heaven, when they were trying to figure out how do they be the church, how do we carry on the message of Christ, this is what they did. They devoted themselves to teaching, to preaching, to praying, to gathering around the Lord's table, to worshiping together, to simply being together. They devoted themselves to following Christ. Now, I got to tell you that when I was kind of working through this passage earlier this week, and I was reading about the disciples and their devotion, I got to confess that the first thing that popped into my mind was the song from the musical Grease, Hopelessly Devoted to You. I'm not even actually sure I've actually seen the musical Grease, but I told Brooke that I was thinking about breaking out in song and doing a little soft shoe dance, Hopelessly Devoted to You, Dear Jesus. I was going to change the words. I thought about doing that, but if I did, you may not come back next Sunday if I was doing that here and now. But I was thinking about that word devotion. It's been like chewing on me all week long. I was thinking about this because it makes us stop and wonder, what do we talk about when we talk about devotion and faith and being devoted to God's love? I mean, I know what it's like to be devoted to my wife and my kids. I know what it's like to be devoted to my favorite sports teams and stick with them through highs and lows and good seasons and bad seasons. We know what it is like to be devoted to our jobs and put in long hours and extra time. We have seen the results of that devotion when we do well and we succeed and even get recognized by others because of that hard work. But thinking about what this means in our lives of faith, that's something else altogether. Seems to me that that goes down a little deeper. I mean, I know we are all at various points in our journey of faith. For some of us, we've been at a life of faith our whole entire life, and we can't remember a time back when we did not have some kind of faith. Maybe others of us are coming to faith for the very first time, or we're even coming back to faith after a long time away, and so it feels like coming to faith for the first time. We're all at various stages in this life of faith, and it does not matter how long we have been on this journey, just as long as we're on it together. And so we know about what it means to put down deep roots, and that when we do, our life of faith grows. I mean, just like Jesus said, we want to have our faith in the soil with roots that are strong enough to withstand the winds and the waves of life, that they can even bend but not break, because we have a firm foundation. For us to grow in our faith, to be devoted to working on our faith, we have to make Christ a priority for us. Now, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but I am a box checker. I love to make lists, and I love to make plans, and I refer to the list I make every single day. I have this one book that I carry around with me like my wallet. It is always on my person, and it is my list and my life in it. And whenever I write something down, I literally make this little tiny box in my little tiny illegible handwriting, and then whenever I get that thing done, I check the box next to that little piece. In fact, I am kind of so anal in my life that sometimes I will write things down that I know I'm required to do just so I can see that box checked whenever I finished. Literally every week I write down sermon and check the box whenever my sermon is done. I had not gone so far to write down brushing my teeth, but maybe I will starting today just so I can check a box whenever I get that done tonight. I mean, it's a pretty good idea. I would not put it past me. Maybe you're in the same boat as me. But if you are like me and you like to make lists and make a plan and then work through that plan, you know that it feels good to be on the other side of that plan. I mean, I'm a runner in my life, and so I love to set a goal and like sign up for a race and do the work to be ready for that race to come. You could actually run a marathon without doing any of the training or checking any of the boxes, but it may not be advised. You may find yourself in the hospital at the end of the race if you don't do the work to get there. And so I don't know what it's like in your life or the goals you have or the goals you have in life and certainly in faith. But my challenge to all of this, to all of us, is this. To think about what it means to engage our faith by devoting ourselves to Christ. Find out what that means for you and then set a goal and work on it. Maybe for you, it's engaging more in the church. I mean, I don't know if you've looked ahead, but counting today, there are 16 more Sundays until Christmas Sunday. Merry Christmas to you and yours. Happy New Year, all of the above. 16 more weeks. I trust you finished all your shopping for Christmas because we have 16 weeks to go. And so maybe your goal in your life of faith is that you're going to do your best to engage with the church every week for the next 16 weeks. You'll be here in person whenever you can make it, but when life takes you away, you place to engage and watch online or listen there. I mean, our church back in the day used to give out like perfect attendance pins. Some of our friends still have them floating around these days. And so maybe that's it for you. Maybe your goal between now and Christmas Sunday is to get 100% in church. No one's going to take attendance. It's just between you and God every week between now and Christmas. Maybe it's 80, maybe it's 50%. I don't know what it is. There's no judgment. It is all grace for me. There's no judgment whatsoever. But maybe that's one way you're going to live out more devotion. Maybe it's praying more. Maybe it's reading a chapter from the New Testament every single day. Maybe it's subscribing to an email devotional and reading it, not just deleting it when it comes in your inbox. Whatever it is, our faith in Christ grows when we work on it. When we are intentional about devoting ourselves to be a part of the body of Christ. Like flowers grow when they receive daily attention, watered and tended, they grow and they thrive and they have deep roots. So it is in our faith. May we grow in our faith together so that we can share the love of Jesus Christ with all the world. Let us pray. Oh, loving gracious God, we are so thankful for your Son, Jesus Christ, for he is the one who has come to show us the way. Help us, O God, in this new season of life, when the seasons change and fall is here, help us to put our faith in you first. Help us to make faith in you a priority for our life, O God, so that we can see the world through your eyes, so that we can know of the Spirit moving through our heart, so we can share words of love and hope and grace, just like Jesus himself did. Bless us and fill us, O God. In the name of Christ we pray. Amen.